Good afternoon, Gordon Riggs.
Good afternoon. I'm got a 2005 STI. It has been to your workshop for a bit of work over the years. I parked it up about a year ago now, maybe 2 years, and I haven't driven it since because I did a track day and she got a bit hot and it's in need of an engine and a gearbox rebuild.
Gotcha.
And I've just let it sit there and I'm ready to start to do something with it.
Nice. So normally what we do in this scenario is any sort of engine build, gearbox rebuild inquiries, we'll do a build consult with Alec. So normally
yep.
You'll come in and we'll spend an hour or so going through the different scenarios, costings, expectations, blah, blah, blah. And then we can book it in.
Yeah. I've got a workshop. I do private work for basically for classic cars.
Nice.
So I've got no problems pulling the engine and gearbox out, but I'm not a gearbox rebuilder or an engine builder. So is that, or would you guys want to do the whole thing turnkey? Is that how you
prefer? We normally do, yeah, because there's certain things that, you know, we'll do from a finishing point of view that we like
yep.
to do. But it doesn't mean we can't sort of accommodate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I'm not, well, I guess it just ultimately it's my labour versus your labour. So
yeah, exactly.
So I'm just trying to get my head around how much I need to be ballparking this, right?
Yep.
Like the gearbox is fine, I just need synchros, but obviously once you pull it down, you know, so I can sort of get my head around that. But every time I've gone through the thought process on the engine, I start off, you know, it's obviously got the little 2 litre in it. It's running about, you guys have tuned it a couple of times.
Yep.
It's just got an exhaust and a stock turbo, ball bearing one. I just don't know where to stop, right? Every time, it seems like every time I get going on this, I end up at $30,000 for an engine rebuild. And then I go, far out, the car's not worth $30,000.
Yeah, it's hard because it's a slippery slope. Like a standard 2 litre in an STI is normally pretty stout. Like if I normal 207 build,
yeah,
it's still going to be about 15 grand drive in, drive out.
15k, yep.
Yeah, but then obviously guys want to opt to go more accessories on there, so bigger turbo, bigger injectors, and so on. So that's where the
yep.
additional cost normally comes in. Really depends on the rest of the setup, I suppose. That's all.
Yeah, like the car's stock except for an exhaust that you guys fitted and a tune, right? And the car's in brilliant condition, mind you. It's got 280,000 k out of that engine, which ain't bad.
Yeah. Did it get hot or?
Yeah, it got really hot on the track, and smoke started coming out the back.
Yeah.
But I don't, but what I haven't, to be honest, I've just parked it when I got home, but I think a rear main seal or something, somehow oil got out of the engine onto the exhaust, and that's why it was smoky.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right, because I drove it home, and it drove home no dramas at all, but there was oil, you know, occasionally dripping down. So it could be just coming out through the turbo or,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, turbo shit itself, something like that. So
yep.
I suppose the first thing would be then let's diagnose it, see what's gone wrong. Because if it's got hot, then the heads would be shot on them. They'll probably be soft. And then...
Well, it didn't get that hot, right? It didn't. I don't think they're stuff, but you're right.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah, that's okay. I suppose, yeah, it just depends if you can make, I suppose you've got your own workshop to run there and that sort of stuff, but normally we would do a build consult.
We normally get
the car in to have a look at it and just see what's going on.
All right. And then just gearbox rebuilds, is it like, do you do rebuild those or you
we
do?
Or you... No, we do. I'm just trying to think time frame wise, like even like the rest, we normally do it all in one hit.
Yeah.
But we're sort of taking bookings for like late Feb next year for that sort of stuff. So engine boards, gearboxes, that sort of stuff.
And that's the other problem I've had, because every time I ring you guys, I'm on the end of the waiting list of a couple of months, and I walk away.
Sprinkling in Christmas there as well.
Yep.
The other place I could suggest from a gearbox point of view would be all-drive Subaru.
Yeah, okay.
So you pull the gearbox out, and then they you just palletize it, and they organize to get it picked up, and they'll fix it and send it back. And then from an engine build, you're sort of spoiled for choice there. Like all-drive could probably do the same thing. And then there's Top Talk here locally as well. There's a few different places.
So all-drive do a good job, do they?
Yeah, gearbox-wise, everything like that. Engine-wise, no problem. Yeah, we've had many come through. We do obviously a lot of tuning on that side of things.
Yeah.
But you never had a driver with them.
Yeah, all right. I might, given the time frame with you guys, I think it might be what I do, because, I mean, that way I just got to crack the engine and gearbox up there, and then it comes back.
And then just drop it in, and we can just retune it for what's in there.
Yep. All right, I think that's the way I'll go.
Nice.
All right.
No
awesome.
Problem,
thanks for your help.
Anytime. Have a great day.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.